College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brendan Bayard joins us now to talk about wintertime fishing from a kayak. Brendan, what's going on in the world of paddling?
Fishing's pretty good, Don. We've had a warm-up this week. This time of year, I like to target those windward banks. We're seeing a lot of influx of those really small bait fish, and small shrimp are going to start coming in. So you're seeing the little pogies that are almost a dime size come in, and then you're not seeing them quite yet, but I know they're in the water somewhere. Those really tiny shrimp are going to start hatching. That makes for a nice windward bank fishing. Those fish are so small that they kind of get tossed and turned with the water. If I'm out there and there's kind of a breeze stacked up against a bay one side, I'll generally target that side, kind of use the size of those guys getting pushed up against that bank, and usually find the fish over there stacked up. Generally, if the water is clean enough, if you're fishing really dirty water, you might not want to fish the windward side. But usually this time of year, the water's pretty clean, and that's been a good pattern for us, the last month or so, traditionally in February, early March.
Brendan, you got any sockeye, crappie trips planned? Are we getting into prime time for sockeye?
Yeah, I've been meaning to head over there. My uncle has a place over there in Kazan Lake over there in near Chico that I've been dying to go hit up, and they've been telling me that the sockeye have been really doing well over there.
What's your favorite rig up from a kayak fishing for sockeye?
I'm usually bringing kids, so I'm bringing all kinds of stuff with me just to ensure that they catch a lot of fish. And, I'm bringing shiners, and I'm bringing tube jigs, and, I'm just fishing everything small under a cork that I can think of, I don't claim to be an expert at sockeye. I've caught them on everything I can imagine, but, just get out there, be patient, and try different water depths. See if they're against trees, see if they're on banks. Sometimes you go out there and you see them bedding on the side where you can like visually see them. And sometimes, they're a lot deeper. Sometimes if I find floating hydrilla or something like that in a deeper area, I'll get out and kind of punch through that and kind of shake that grass and kind of let those little critters that are held up in that hydrilla fall down. And kind of start a feeding frenzy, if you will, kind of similar to what people do at the bridges at Grand Isle when they take those shovels out and they start scraping barnacles for sheephead. It's kind of that same effect where you're kind of getting the fish going below you. And, sometimes that works pretty good as well.
Great tip. A question that came up this morning is favorite hook style and size if you're fishing speckled trout with live shrimp under a cork. Captain Robin checked in, and he says that his preference is a number 8 2X bronze treble, and due to the lighter weight and the small barbs, the shrimp swim better and live longer. So it's quite a variety. Some people use trebles. I prefer a kale. Also, Mike uses an offset hook called an octopus. What's your go-to hook if you're fishing no jig head, no weight, just a live shrimp under a cork?
I used to use a kale hook all the time. Now I use an octopus hook. Probably, I don't know, I don't keep up with the sizes. I just keep them in my box. But I would say it's probably around a 2 or a 3 kale hook, or an octopus hook. But if I'm with kids, I definitely use a treble hook, probably a 8 or a 6. And basically, if they're not paying attention, or if they're not too fast to reel down on a fish, that treble hook will save you a lot of headache. So with the kids, it's the treble. For me, it's the octopus.
All right, we got a holiday coming up. You catching fish or you catching beads?
I'm catching beads, unfortunately.
Ouch. Good luck to you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right. Talk to you next time. Brendan Bayard, one of our paddling reporters.